Hi, this is a dissection for patient William Cosby, WILLIAM COSBY, William Cosby, date of birth is 6/13/1944, date of accident 10/9/2020, and date of service is 5/10/2022. The patient was initially seen on 4/7/2022. He was a victim of an automobile accident. He was hit on a driver's side while he was a driver of a Chevy Impala, leading to headaches but no symptoms of TBI. In this accident, his car spinned and turned around 180 degrees. And the car is completely totaled. This accident happened when the other car was coming off the freeway and hit him while he was supposed to stop near Livernois Road. Patient started having pain in the neck and the lower back and the left shoulder with some radiation to the left leg posteriorly. That was reported on the first visit. Currently, the patient reports that he is still continuing to have pain in the neck and the lower back at the level of 6. Pain in the right shoulder is also, pain in the left shoulder is 6. And his ability to lift the shoulder is 90 degrees or abduction without pain. He has mild headaches, which are 2 or 3 only. And the patient has a pain level varying from 6 to 7 at this time. Along with this, patient has reported 30% improvement in the pain level. The patient reports that his ADLs are affected as follows. The general activity and mood are affected 8. Walking ability is affected 7. Work, relationship with other people, sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 6. In the system review, patient has no symptoms of headaches. Very minimal headaches are reported, 2 or 3 only, but no associated symptoms of dizziness, vision problem, balance problem, memory problem. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the neck and the lower back, and pain in the left shoulder, and no trouble in walking. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowels or stomach pain, blood in the stool. There is no difficulty in swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence in the urine, frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient reports that the pain has remained the same with slight improvement. Headaches are significantly better. And there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Tylenol reporting. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance. Issue patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 150 over 96, pulse is 54, pulse ox is 98. The rest of the physical examination is same from the previous visit of 4/7/2022, dictation number 0408-090. Please use the general review and musculoskeletal examination and extremities examination only. Diagnosis remains the same. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 150 over 96, pulse is 54, pulse ox is 98. The rest of the physical examination is identical to the previous visit of 0408090. And diagnosis is the same. Plan of care is as follows. I have provided the following medication to the patient. It includes Celebrex 200 mg daily for anti-inflammatory, Lyrica 50 mg twice a day for headaches and for radiculopathy, tizanidine 4 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Tramadol ER 100 mg daily for pain relief, Lunesta 1 mg at night for sleep, Acifax 20 mg twice a day for pain, stomach protection. Patient is also provided water and gel and lidocaine patches for topical pain relief. Fluoxetine 50 for headaches are provided. Two vitamins are provided. In addition, NABs have been reviewed and the new labs have been done. Patients provided a certification for physical therapy to the cervical and lumbar spine shoulder, left shoulder, and left sacroiliitis 2 times per week with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise. And the frequency will be reduced to once a week since patient has already done enough. And there is a work disability, hospital replacement, and transportation. We do not know how this referral happened to be, but it appears that the patient has a lesion in his MRI worthy of mention. He has a 4 millimeter cervical disc bulge at C5-6, and he has a central disc bulge at L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1. The patient was provided an alternate plan for cortisone injection to the lumbar and cervical spine. However, patient doesn't want to have those. He also doesn't want any surgical consultation. At this time, patient has not made up any mind. He just wants to continue some therapy, and that's about it. Thank you very much.